We continue our learning of Le'ilu Nishmas, Tavi Bevarach, Baruch, Shem Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Shkolin Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Here we're going to have a list of things that also come from the Trumas HaLishka. We begin with Para. So the Para Aduma was brought from the Trumas HaLishka, and the Gemara in Maseches Yuma discusses that the Para Aduma is not on the same level as another carbon. We don't give it the status of Kodshei Mizbeach, that which is normally used on the as a carbon. It has the status of Kodshei Bet HaKabayis, which is a lower level. Same way we have monies that are given for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, the Parah Aduma has that lower level of Kedusha. Nonetheless, the Torah calls it a chatas, it calls it a sin offering, even though it's not. But nonetheless, because it's a tzorach korban, the Kohanim who became Tameh can't do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash unless they're Tor. So therefore, we are allowed to use the Trumas HaLishka for the purchase of the para, even though it's not Kodshei Mizbeach, it's only Kodshei Bet HaKabayis, because it's tzorach korban. And on this list is Tzor HaMishtaleach, that was sent La'azazel on Yom Kippur, thrown off the cliff. This was also used from the Trumas HaLishka. As we said, periodically they would take the monies out, pros ha-Pesach, pros ha-Atzeres, pros ha-Chag, with machlokes. Once again, those were the funds that were used to purchase the Tzor HaMishtaleach as well. V'loshon shel Zohoris. When the Parah Aduma was burned, we had a bundle that had eight eres, cedar wood, azov, stalks of hyssop, and a strip of red wool. The Loshon shel Zohoris that was used to tie it together that was thrown into the fire. Now, it's true that even the Eitz Eres and the Ezov were bought with the Trumas HaLishka. The reason the Mishnah doesn't mention them is because it wants to distinguish between the Lashon Shel Zohoris that we used for the Parah Aduma and the red string that was used for the Azazel, which is not bought from Trumas HaLishka, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah. So again, Parah, Vesor HaMishtaleach, Lashon Shel Zohoris, all of these Ba'in meet Trumas HaLishka. Then the Mishnah says, Kevesh Parah. So now we're going to discuss that which comes from the Shiarei HaLishka. The Shiarei HaLishka are the remainder in the funds in the chamber, in the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, which is after we take all of those trumos, after we've taken those periodically, we've taken the funds to use for the karbanos and everything else we've had on this list from Trumas HaLishka, then we have Shiarei HaLishka. Those monies are used for the following. Number one is the Kevesh Para. There was a special ramp that was used to transport the Parah Aduma from the Har HaBayis all the way to Har HaZeisim, where everything was performed, and that also had to avoid what we call Tumas HaTahom, certain type of Tumah. That speaks about using children who are kept Betara from the day they were born, and the special ramp in order to avoid any type of Tumah. So we're very strict. So that also, they built this Kevesh, they built this ramp from Har HaBayis to Har HaZeisim, and this was used, the funds that were used were from Shiarei HaLishka. After the Trumas HaLishka funds were used, we have the remainder. That's what we used to build this. Or the Kevesh Tzor HaMishtaleach, the ramp that was used to transport the Tzor HaLazazel as well. That was also given to the Ishi-T and taken out, but there was a ramp that was built as well, and that was from the Azara Til Chutz La'ir. And the Tzor HaMishtaleach was there. They brought him along to avoid people were trying to pull out its hair so it would rush. This way we wanted to rush it out. And there was a special, because they wanted to pull out its hair because it had all of the avonos of the Jewish people upon it. So in order to get, to avoid everybody, we'd on the special ramp and we take it out of the city. That ramp was built from Shiarei HaLishka money. V'lashon shebein karnav, and the strip of wool that was between the horns of the Tzor HaMishtaleach, as opposed to the Lashon Shel Zohoris, that string that was thrown in, that was tied around and used for the Parah Aduma that was thrown into the fire, that tied the Eitz Eres and the Ezov, that Shni Tolas, that was from, that was Tzorach Korban, so that could be used for the Trumas HaLishka. But the Lashon Shel Zohoris, the Lashon Shebein Karnav, between the horns of the Tzor HaMishtaleach, that was from the Shiarei HaLishka, from the remainder funds. And this refers to the water canal that existed in the Azara. If it needed to be fixed, you used Shiare Alishka. You need to repair, build the city of Yerushalayim, of the old city, or the towers. Anything else, you need to, if you needed to dig cisterns, you needed to fix the roads or the marketplaces, or you needed to people to guard the city. All of this, but in Mishiare Halishka, once again from the Shkalim that were left over in the Lishka in the chamber after they took the Trumas Halishka, after they put them in the Kupos, and there was something left. The Kupos were used for those three large baskets, were the coins for the Karbonos Tzibor, Musaf, and everything else we've listed. And anything remaining that were not put in those Kupos, that Shiare Halishka were used for what we have in this particular Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Abba Shol Omer, Kevesh Para, Kohanim Gedolim, Osin Osa Mishalatzma. He says, no, the Kevesh of the Para Aduma, the Kohanim Gedolim would build that ramp to transport that Para Aduma from their own funds. They wanted to do it. They were the ones in charge of it, of this Kevesh, so they wanted to take charge of this. The Yerushalmi says that every Kohen Gadol who had a Para Aduma, a new Para Aduma in his day, we say there are 9 and it'll be 10 in the Moshe Mashiach, so any Kohen Gadol who during his time period had a new Para Aduma, he built a new Kevesh and would not use the Kevesh of his friend. Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Mosar Shiare Halishka. Meha Yu Osin Bahen. So now we started with the Trumas Halishka. Then we had Shiare Halishka. Now we have Mosar Shiare Halishka. This is the surplus of the remainder of the monies in the treasury chamber. Okay, what do you use those for? Lokachim Bahen Yenos Shmanim Uslasos. They would buy with them wine, oil, and flour. So there are plenty of things we need wine, oil, and flour for. So that's what we would use. The hasachar lahekdesh. And they would, the profits, anything that they would that would come to the Beis HaMikdash, any profits they would get would go to the Beis HaMikdash. So what does that mean? So here, if we purchase with these monies, they buy wine, oil, and flour. Obviously, people needed these things for Nesachim and Menachos. They needed oils and flour. So they would sell the Lishka, the Beis HaMikdash, the treasury, would sell these things to people who needed them. Where would the money go that they would make on these items? V'hasachar lehekdesh, whatever they would profit would go to hekdesh, would go to the Beis HaMikdash, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein mistakrin mishal hekdesh. Rabbi Akiva says, no. You can't make investments with something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's g'nai. It's not appropriate. In fact, we have the principle that ein anius b'makom ashirus. There should be no poverty in a place of where there's wealth. Beis HaMikdash is not a place where we're trying to engage in any business. So therefore, we wouldn't say that tzchar is lehekdesh. What do? So Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein mistakrin mishal hekdesh. Nor, if let's say if money was donated for poor people, can't be invested either. It has to be left available, liquid, so anyone who needs will have, the money will be there and will be available for him. So that's Rabbi Akiva's rule. You can't name mistaka mishal hekdesh, nor mishal aniyim. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, though, what exactly did we do? So some say the shkalim are left, they saved in the mishka, in the lishka, until we needed things that were required for shiare halishka, as we had in the previous mishnah. You have to repair the walls of the city, the towers of the city, the amasamayim, etc. You have to build a new kevesh, a new ramp. That's what it was used for. And some say no. According to the Rambam, they had the law of Mosar Chumas Halishka, which is a fourth category, which we're going to discuss in this next Mishnah. That's what we'll see. Whatever we'll see in the next Mishnah, what the leftover Truma was used for, we'll see what category that's in. Mosar Shiare Halishka, whatever we used, the Mosar Truma rather, whatever, according to Rabbi Akiva, those were the monies that were made after they sold the Yeno Shmanim Uslasos. That schar was not lehektish, we're not making money, but rather we'd use whatever money that we had for, as we'll see in the next Mishnah.